You know, Cole, like I mentioned before, is continuing to grow, and, you know, we see growth every day. He goes through new experiences, and then playing with T-Rap back there in the tandem that you have to be and become is important, and you learn from each other. Obviously, Cole learning probably a little bit more from T-Rap than the other way around, but that's an important duo, and they have to form their own identity.
Sean McDermott, earlier today, the Bills faced the Ravens to open the 2025 season Sunday night on Universo, among other channels. I might just watch it on Universo. One of the Sunday night games in the last while, I did watch on a Spanish-speaking station in non-high definition because there was some sort of a contract dispute.
Oh,
DirecTV, Channel 2, or NBC, I don't know. Like, it was not Pittsburgh.
You didn't have the game in the normal place.
Right. Home Pittsburgh. And I watched it on Universo, maybe, or Telemundo. What? I don't know the difference. One of those. It ended in an O. And so, you know, that happened. Would have liked the high def factor.
Sure.
Did you hear?
It's hard to even imagine watching a sporting event in like regular definition television.
Believe we ever did?
I find it hard to believe.
Can you believe we ever had to take that little dial when it was only kind of coming in and just to try to get the lines to go away?
Fine-tuning. Right.
Last week, I had some fun with NBC sending out a press release about this is the 20th season of their Sunday Night Football package. And they sent out all kinds of stats.
Okay, you love that.
I love that. And it turns out that the team with the best winning percentage on Sunday Night Football since 2006 when NBC bought it is the Bills.
Hey,
9-3.
All right.
Does that surprise you?
It surprises me that someone hasn't done more than that because the Bills got a late start. Like, they really didn't start getting on that program until 2020. So it says a lot that they've had 12 games. I know they're not all since then. There was the one with the – but, you know, it's one of the three, the Patriots.
They're all the two.
Right. What is the other one?
19 at Pittsburgh.
Oh, 19 at Pittsburgh. Okay.
Which was such a great night. Because my Al Michaels fixation, it wasn't in Buffalo, but it was close. He was doing a Bills game on NBC. Was it not flexed in that game in Pittsburgh? Maybe?
I think it was.
And we played a highlight the next day from that Bills win in Pittsburgh, and it was Al Michaels calling the touchdown pass to Tyler Croft. And I may never forget that. I might always hear his voice announcing Tyler Croft scoring a touchdown for the Bills in that game. Devlin Hodges. They had to beat Devlin Hodges to do it, but they did. The Pittsburgh starting quarterback.
Devlin Hodges.
9-3.
Not Devin, Devlin. Okay.
Devlin. All Duck right. Hodges. It includes the 07 beating by the Patriots, one.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals loss 2 years ago on Sunday night.
Right.
And the Ravens last year. In week four, but they have 7 Sunday night wins and the Rams win on the Thursday night opener, which counts, and the New Orleans Thanksgiving win.
Well, that was also
which
NBC
also would
night.
Count.
Yeah.
NBC.
Right. Yeah.
9-3. Best in the league.
Yeah, I'm just surprised like Pittsburgh or Dallas or somebody that was on 3 times a year at least for the entirety of Sunday Night Football existing doesn't have, you know, a better record.
Dallas's problem is having been on 61 times versus our 12.
Right.
I think that hurts them. But
so I want to make sure I got this straight. 9-3 is the best winning percentage?
Yes.
It's not the most wins.
No.
It's not the most wins. Right. Okay.
Just
because I'm
best rate.
I'm sort of tangling myself up there. I'm taking a different path.
9-3.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
That will change on Sunday.
Did you see the news today that the Red Zone channel is going to feature commercials for the first time ever?
I did. I hate it.
I thought it was funny that I found that out today because today was also the day that I went looking through our, well, I think you still have the same streaming provider. I went in there. I've loved having that. I never had the Sunday ticket, so I never had Red Zone. So when I got Fubo for the first time, I had the Red Zone channel. And then with all the changes and YouTube and who knows what, it's like, I haven't looked. Is this going away? Do I still get this? Oh, good. I still do.
Good.
Nice. It's, you know, if I'm getting a little bored watching the two New York teams at 1 o'clock this Sunday, I know I can go to Red Zone and just hang out and watch that for a while. But commercials.
Well, it's the principle of it. And it's just like seemingly everything else in the world. Like, what was the point of Red Zone?
You don't have to hop around. You're going to see nothing but scores. You're going to see nothing but action.
Right. You pay for it. You pay extra.
Right.
In this case, through Fubo, but also through Sunday Ticket, which is really expensive. You pay the extra to be able to avoid the commercials. And now you've already paid the extra. And guess what? The season starts Sunday. Guess what? Surprise.
They're doing whatever they want because they can.
ESPN has bought it. It's just very depressing. So many things. Just
really,
the same.
Yeah,
how do you like the NBA thing today?
Oh, the thing about the Clippers, the fake jobs?
Yeah. I will not apologize for my extremely cynical attitude about this. I saw that the Clippers, according to Pablo Torre, made up a bogus job for Kawhi Leonard at a rate of $28 million a year, as you know, funded by their owner, to be able to fit him in under the cap. And my reaction was, they all do that. Which I guess it can't really be considered fair to say. But I tweeted to a friend, watch how many owners decry this development. None. Who's going to say it?
Right.
Maybe you get somebody like super self-righteous like Mark Cuban or somebody like that. It'll be like, oh, this is an outrage. Nobody's going to do that because they're all, I mean, what if we, it's more hockey than football, I would say, over the years. But, you know, tampering, and then it was legal tampering and all the different, you know, oh, we can't. Sorry, I forgot. We can't really talk to you until noon. Then the contract's announced at 12:02. Like, just there's so many dip. I just feel like they're all doing it. You know, and you see, who was it that I was thinking about? Maybe it was Pete Carroll. Because there was a lot about Pete Carroll, like, last week with the Raiders. He's back in the NFL and thinking about SC and college was back last week. And he just sort of, like, want to just be able to like it. But then, you know, USC, and there's worse examples probably, Harbaugh in Michigan.
Right.
They just win, and then we go through this very small phase that nobody wants to really talk about or listen to, because usually maybe they can't even understand it, is like, well, here's why there were illegalities, and here's what happened, and then like, all right, where's the next game? When is the next
game?
Right,
no, yeah, it's entirely disposable. Like, it's not controversial at all. And it should be, but it's the machine. It is the machine of not just football, but largely it's football. It just keeps going. We crave it so much that we don't want to dwell on anything that, you know, calls into question how fair it is.
And what happens to Jim Harbaugh? Nothing.
No, of course.
He goes to the NFL. That's what Pete Carroll did.
He beats the posse out of college and goes back to the NFL, and he's lauded and celebrated.
He'll never have to really suffer for it.
No.
You know, whatever the extent of the
wrongdoing
was. It's so bad,
and I feel bad for the people in those jobs. And I'm thinking mostly of college football for this, although that landscape has changed radically now with the money that's being thrown around now, legally, you know. But every college coach I see on TV, I think, oh, I can't stand this guy.
I know.
And it's same. Like, oh, I can't stand this guy. Dabo Sweeney against Brian Kelly. Oh, my God, shoot me in the face. I can't get a side here. Thank God for gambling. I don't know what to do. I despise both of these people. I don't know them at all. They've had moments in front of microphones that have made me think, I don't like you. I don't like the way Brian Kelly with the fake Southern accent when he first got to LSU was one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened in humankind. And it's 3 years later, and he's still coaching LSU, and like they won, so everything's great. But oh my God, it was a clown show when he got there. Like, what are you doing? And I realize, like, there's a lot more that goes into molding the lives of these young people that the coaches are responsible for, but you show up in Baton Rouge and start talking like you grew up on the bayou, you sound like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Sorry, I'm jumping around here, but like the college coach, the figure.
I don't even like my team's coach. Stop dyeing your beard. Look at me. Look at us in here. We're real people, real men with beards. I need a trimmer. I thought I would be able to walk into a drugstore today because my trimmer died.
Mm.
And believe it or not, I had one.
Do you keep that thing pretty tight?
No, I hate it now. It's too itchy.
Yeah.
It's long overdue. So I made the trip today to get it, and it was not available.
Mm.
So I don't know where to go now.
I don't trim my beard at home. I go to see Oral Roberts. It's unruly for me. I'll come in here and I'll have a mustache if I try to trim my beard.
That's what I did. Like,
I gotta even it up. This is for everybody on the Twitch. Next thing you know, I got no beard. That's what would happen if I started trimming my beard. Because I'd be like, it's not symmetrical. A little more. Ugh.
I can probably go to like a big store. They would have these things. Like $30-$40.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to do it because this is not happening.
I got one that I never use.
I don't, could you use another man's beard trimmer?
I don't think so.
Like bathing suits. I know what I could do. Shaving cream, razor.
Take it down to the wood. All right.
Got to trim it first. Yeah. I can't do that from here.
Yeah, no.
I'm just going to have to live with it until I trim it first. All right. Got around a little bit. Sal Capaccio at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.